Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for His goodness, His mercy, His love, which is from everlasting to everlasting. Praise God. What a wonderful God we serve. And I pray that the Spirit of the Lord will so touch your heart, so encourage you at this season in your life, whatever you're going through, whether you're on the top of a mountain or as many going through much spiritual warfare. Many have been mature saints of God, I've heard from, going through some very difficult trials. Nonetheless, we are assured of victory in the Lord, and there's answers to prayers such as I have not seen, answers to prayers that have been prayed for decades. So, you know, I always do give an invitation for you to write and share your prayer needs. I'm telling you, God is doing a new thing. I'm in another place. I'm in a different place. I'm thanking God for His goodness. But it is the timing of the Lord. The vision is for an appointed time. Nothing to do with any of us. All the glory goes to Jesus. Amen. If we gain any praise, let it go to Calvary. Amen. Praise God. Well, we have been looking this week at a verse of scripture found in Proverbs, the 29th chapter, verse 18, King James Version, authorized, where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Well, we've looked at the meaning of vision and what it means to perish, and now we want to look at, but he that keepeth the law. Well, that Hebrew word is shamar, and that means to observe a covenant, the commandments of God, to regard, to attend, to take heed, to revere. So in this one word, the Hebrew language, I don't know it and I don't read it, but I'm grateful for those who are able to understand it and give us helps in terms of Bible study or through their own knowledge of personally being able to read the translations in what, Greek or Hebrew, that they are able to give us understanding. But this word, it expresses the careful attention paid to the obligations of a covenant. And if you've ever heard any teaching on covenant, it was a very serious ritual, if you will, entered in by two parties that would be binding by death. It was a very serious covenant, and they would, I mean, if one was being attacked by an enemy, they would pledge themselves to come and fight. And when you apply this to the covenant that is made with between our God and His people, it is most precious indeed. So, keepeth, shamar, it means to express the careful attention paid to the obligations of a covenant, laws, or statutes. Now, the law, well, we're familiar in terms of scriptural Old Testament terms what that refers to. It is the Hebrew word Torah, which essentially means teaching. And whether a wise man, a father, is gently instructing his own son, or God, our Father, patiently teaching His people or teaching Israel His statutes or commands. It's much more than just a set of rules. And it's important because so often the world has that understanding of Christianity. It's not just a bunch of rules. It's not to be characterized as restrictions, but a way in which to come into perfect liberty. I've always been fond of saying over the decades, we are under law. Yes, we are right now in New Testament times. But that law is the perfect, perfect law of liberty. And so God has given us the very means by which we can reach a spiritual ideal. It is his law, and failure to understand the perfect law of liberty, the Bible, God's word, which can only be understood if we're born again. Because scripture tells us the natural man, just a carnal man, someone who's not saved, whose spirit is dead, and whose understanding is darkened, he's unable to receive the things of the Spirit of God. Neither can he know them. Why? Because they are spiritually discerned. It is only when our spirit man is born again and becomes alive that we can understand the things of God. Now, of course, you've probably had experience in your own life, as in mine. Before I was unsaved, God was drawing me. He was wooing me. He was leading me. I began to understand some spiritual truths. So when the time came, I would be open to the conviction of the Holy Spirit and finally say, I don't understand. My mind, I can't get my head around this. And I don't care how brilliant you may be, you have to lay down your logic, your reason, and say, God, I don't understand. Because unless we come to God by faith, that's not our intellect, that's not our logic, that's not our reasoning ability, that's not our education, that is not our intellectual achievements or attainments, but no, it is the humility of a broken and contrite heart. God will dwell with someone like that. And it is that way in which we enter into the gates of salvation. That is the way, the door into the sheepfold. And so we see, and it certainly happened as we read what happened in the early church, failure to understand the spirit of the Torah, or in our day, the perfect law of liberty, it would lead to severe legalism as taught by the Judaizers in the first century, who plagued Paul wherever he went. They followed him and tormented him and tried to disrupt and bring disrepute upon his teaching. And that, you know, the devil hasn't changed. He brings half-truths. And beloved, we have got to have God's word instilled in our hearts. We have to have them written in our hearts and mind. Thank God, I believe it was through the prophet Jeremiah, God said, I will write my law in their on their hearts. We would have it written within us. So it's not a matter of just losing something written down as a book like the Bible, but we will have it imprinted on our spirits. And so this is what it means to observe a covenant. It's very serious. And so God's goals, beloved, are our fulfillment. God is good, and it's the work of the enemy to make you feel that God doesn't love you. First of all, we know, what does the devil do? Well, he's accuser of the brethren. But there is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And no, I'm not going to stop there, as some preachers do, but to those who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You read that entire 8th chapter of Romans, and you will see it is addressing that concept. We need to walk after the Spirit. Otherwise, there can be condemnation. That doesn't mean God's throwing us away, but until we repent, we cannot live a lifestyle of sin and claim to be a Christian. It just doesn't work. You will then be as a foolish virgin who the door is shut, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So you can interpret that. If you don't like my interpretation, then you figure out what God is saying through scriptures like that. And so it is important that we walk in humility and submission to God, and understand that not only can we not be condemned by the enemy if we're walking, following the Spirit, if we live in the Spirit, Paul said, let us walk in the Spirit, but also the enemy can't bring condemnation, if you will, upon God. Well, you know, if God loved you, you wouldn't be going through these trials. Or have you had perhaps other Christians come, like Job's comforter, and say, what is going on with you? What have you done wrong? Or, you know, something's really wrong in your life to go through these trials. I hope you haven't gone through the pain and hurt of that. Job did. He's one of my heroes, and God vindicated him as he will vindicate you. He will bring you through times and seasons of testing. But God is a good God. He didn't want man to taste of the knowledge of the tree of good and evil. Oh, Satan was right. You, just like God, you will know good and evil. And how has that gotten us, right? The misery, the suffering, the sorrows, untold sorrows, and evil and wickedness mankind has endured because of that sin of disobedience. Thank you. God didn't want that. He didn't want that for us. He knew it was going to happen before the foundation of the earth. He had a plan of salvation in place. But we tasted of the tree of good and evil, but we didn't become like God. And you know what? We never will be. And if we get that centered and straight in our minds, that we will walk in the fear of the Lord. What is the fear of the Lord? To hate evil, beloved. And so God's goals for us are our perfect fulfillment and satisfaction. If we will understand that, what happens next? Happy are they. Without a vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. That means Asher, happy or blessed. Without a vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. We are blessed if we do the things God's ways, in keeping with the divine pattern as shown to us in God's word. And so, beloved, I have shared with you what God wants for his people. We have looked at a general understanding of that verse. We have a corporate understanding that applies to God's people, the body of Christ. And as we continue on in this message, and we're going to have to carry it on to next week, we're going to personalize these truths for our individual lives. I hope you'll be able to join me. And if not, you can always go to our website, unveilchrist.org. But as I bring this broadcast to a close, I appeal to you in the name of Jesus. If you are struggling with issues, I invite you to write. God, it's one of God's principles, his laws. There's power in agreeing prayer. And so the announcer is going to give you our contact information. And should you email, I invite you to share your mailing address so I can respond in a personal way by means of the Ministry of Correspondence. However, I will always confirm receipt, and I will certainly pray for whatever that need is. Know that I love you with the love of the Lord, with all sincerity of heart and depth of purpose and meaning, because God's given me that love for you. I invite you to write. I ask you to keep praising God and rejoice in the Lord always, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.